really good sense now that there have been, I think, 21 performances as of a couple weeks ago, and Jeffrey will give, you know, number 22 and 23 this weekend. So we really have enough performances to see what the responses have been, and they're just incredibly enthusiastic, which is very gratifying. And then, of course, the other very important thing that the piece has going for it is this recording, you know, that you're going to play for your listeners. And it's amazing.
I've been playing it. I've been playing it the last 2 weeks on and off.
Oh, great.
You know, and it pairs up nicely with the Mishigash I like to play on my shows. But I went from that to this new Natalie Tenenbaum piece that Crossover Media sent me, to the pianist Rachel Flowers, the progressive rock pianist Rachel Flowers from out in California, you know, and that was part of my playlist. I sent Amanda and Zach the playlist when I dropped Rhapsody in Red, White, and Blue into that mix, just to give you guys or give them an idea of like what's going on around it. You know, and I think it stands up just great with the normal sort of, you know, like the word normal doesn't really apply to me, but the usual sorts of stuff I like to play. And I like that because it stands neck and neck. And a lot of the DJs, this is a freeform radio station. There's no algorithms at work here, guys.
Right.
So we will have, you know, a DJ play Frank Zappa, and then we will play Rhapsody in Blue. You know,
right.
And, yeah. And then the B-52s, you know, that's how we roll, man.
You know, back in the days, there was a friend of mine who came to some of the concerts I arranged for Keith Emerson to keep him on stage. And he came out and played after I did the concerto. But he said to me, this is when Rachel Flowers was, you know, coming to, he found out about her. He says, we got to get her to to Keith.
Yeah.
So he sent me her stuff and I emailed Keith. I said, take a look at what this girl's doing with your music. And that's how they became connected. I was so happy to see that because she's remarkable.
She
played flute. Amazing. She played flute and keyboard and the orchestrations and stuff on the piano concerto. Keith was like, oh my gosh.
I've had her on several times and I love how she composes. Peter, She says to me, she dreams the music, and when she wakes up, she plays it into the piano by her bed and gets it in, you know, gets it into the piano's memory.
So, remarkable.
Just astonishing. We just have to wrap it up in about 5 minutes or so, guys. I'm so pleased that you know Rachel. that thrills me to no end because she is a true force of nature. And it just connects. I feel like there's all these threads running through it. So maybe you're right, Jeff and Peter. This truly is Red, White, and Blue, the Rhapsody Red, White, Blue, a piece for the whole country, for everything. And it totally, totally works in my playlists and in the WUSB playlists.
Well, that's great. And we have experienced, happily, a significant embrace of the brand new recording by the American classical radio community. And of course, in your case, it's more eclectic than to just say classical, obviously. But, you know, the majority of stations who would play this recording are classical stations. And it's been a tremendous response. I mean, just really fantastic. Lots and lots of radio play and a great deal of response from listeners to the recording. And also, you know, it's worth saying that we were able to make this recording, you know, with the LSO at the Great Air Studios and get it turned around very quickly so that we could, in fact, have the recording released right around the time of the actual centennial, which was February 12th, 2024. So that was a goal for both of us, and we were greatly assisted by the Billy Rose Foundation that provided funding for this recording. But it was a very quick turnaround. And another thing that's interesting and nice is that now that we are in a more digital age, one does not necessarily have to have a full album in order to get a full release. And so this was, you know, a kind of single, a 17 and a half minute single recording, and that's fine. And that's worked out really well, which is something that's different than if, you know, one had to have a complete LP or a complete CD. So we were very fortunate to record the piece at the end of November of last year and have it completely ready, you know, to go within a few weeks and then be able to release it via radio in January and February of this year. So that's worked out very well for the piece also. And I think that bodes well for the future of the piece, going back to your earlier question.
It's absolutely stunning. The London Symphony Orchestra, you're going to be hearing it, ladies and gentlemen, in about 5 minutes or so. We're going to play it in its entirety here on WUSB Radio. Peter, real quick, I never gave you and Jeffrey an opportunity to put out your various URLs or web presences. How can people connect with you on the web, on the World Wide Web? Is there a homepage for you, a band camp even?
I mean, of course, these days, if one simply Googles Peter Boyer, the all these things pop up right at the top, so that makes life really easy. But my website is propulsivemusic.com, and there is there a listing of all of the upcoming performances of this piece around the country that have been scheduled. There are more to come. And then, I am easily found on Facebook and interact a lot with listeners there. And Jeffrey can give his spiel about all of this as well.
Yeah, my website is jeffreybeagle.com, and YouTube is, I think, Beagle88. Facebook, I don't have a public page, so I just, it's group pages I do for every commissioning project I've done, and I'm interactive on that and other things. But, my parting statement about this whole thing is, the reason being, of course, from the business standpoint, yeah, it's great to get all the concerts and play and the recordings and all this and that. The bottom line of the driving inner spirit of this project has always been to unite people through the music. And I don't know what the coming months and years are going to bring, even as I play out the 50 states. But the bottom line is that the music will hopefully draw people together in a very positive, uplifting way to just be American. I don't know what's coming down the pike, but I'm hoping that the music will endure whatever is coming and that it brings us together. And that's always been the primary goal of this project. Music is, the purpose of it is to do that. And I hope that it accomplishes that goal and it sustains. And, we just manage to be united as United States can be through the music. And that's why I'm glad this all kind of came to fruition. And it really brought out the best of everybody in the country. I didn't need to have the top 10 orchestras do this. I wanted people to do this. I wanted orchestras with a lot of people embracing different kinds of communities, big cities, small cities, farmlands, whatever, universities, youth orchestras, summer camps, big orchestras. That to me is what defines America and the music that's being made in America now.
Hear, hear.
Guys, thank you so much. I agree 1,000%. The piece is Rhapsody in Red, White, and Blue. We are about a minute from playing it. Jeff and Peter, I'm going to send an MP3 of this interview over to our friends at Crossover Media. I want to thank Amanda and Zach for setting up this interview. You were fantastic guests, and thank you for making your journey to Captain Phil's planet, the planet that also would appreciate maybe a rhapsody being written about it. Just a little something, little thought for the future, guys.
planting the seeds.
There you go.
Thank you for having us.
What an amazing discussion. Thank you so much. All the best to all your performances, and stay in touch. I'd love to talk to you again, maybe at the end of all the various performances, to see how the journey through all 50 states went. That would be an interesting follow up.
Sure. That's great.
So love to do that. Take care, guys. Thank you again.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye.
You've been listening to Jeffrey Beagle and Peter Boyle from Rhapsody in Red, White, and Blue here on Captain Phil's Planet on WUSB Stonerbrook. And we are going to play, as soon as I get my buttons set up here, we are going to play the piece now. We fade this down a little bit. What a great conversation. Let me just give you the information before I play the piece. Rhapsody in Red, White, and Blue, Peter Boyer, composer, Jeffrey Beagle, recorded by the London Symphony Orchestra and at famous Air Studios in Lyndhurst Hall. It was recorded on November 27th. So this is not just a tribute to the Gershwin piece, but just a piece in its own right. And what a fascinating discussion about Gershwin. We could have gone on for another hour or two, but here we go. fade down these guys here. And this is Rhapsody in Red, White, and Blue on WUSB Stony Brook. You have landed on Captain Phil's Planet. Thank you. Rhapsody in Red, White, and Blue. That is Jeffrey Beagle on piano with the London Symphony Orchestra, composed by Peter Boyer. Amazing, absolutely amazing, and wow. What, you know, you get these concert pianist composers on the phone to do the interview, and you feel really intimidated. And I was really nervous that I was just going to spend a half hour just trying to get my foot out of my mouth. And those guys were very approachable, very amazing interview. Just loved it. Just absolutely loved it. And again, Beagle, a prolific pianist with an extraordinary record of commissioning new works for piano and orchestra, commissioned Boyer to compose the new work in celebration of the centennial of George Gershwin's iconic Rhapsody in Blue, which originally premiered on February 12th, 1924. And since 2020, Beagle has pursued a highly ambitious Rhapsody National Initiative with the goal of performing Boyer's new work with at least one orchestra in each of the 50 United States. And as he said, he's talking about that piece to unite the country. Yes, and really, really enjoyed that. You are listening to WUSB Stony Brook. It is 4 o'clock, and we have I may end up playing the Emerson Piano Concerto later on in the show. We'll see how it goes, because now I've inspired, after talking with him about Keith and Rachel Flowers, I'm a little inspired to do that, but I have other guests coming on later on in the show today, so I may not get to it fully, but I definitely want to pair it up with this piece down the road, if not today. Anyway, here's Margaret Weidekamp.
My name is Margaret Weidekamp. I'm a curator at the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum, and I was just the lead curator on restoring the Star Trek Starship Enterprise studio model. And you are listening to WUSB Stony Brook.
Whoops. I still had that one faded down from before. You see, this is not an algorithm. This is a real person making real mistakes in real time. All right, let's try it again.
New York State is starting the cannabis conversation. Who can use, where to use, and how to safely use. It is only legal for those 21 and older, and you should never drive under the influence. Join the cannabis conversation at cannabis.ny.gov.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you won't find PTSD by looking at a thermometer. Sorting out a mental health concern takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a bandage. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, call 1-800-662-HELP for free and confidential information and treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support.
And we are in the middle of Radiothon here at WUSB Stony Brook. I'm not sure if someone's available to pick up the phone in the studio right now, but you could give it a whirl at 631-632-6901. You can call there. Or you can do what I do, go on the web at www.wusb.fm and make a donation in any amount. And there are plenty of great things you can get for pledging, and we would love for you to participate in this and keep the programming coming. We have we just had a great interview with the performer and composer for Rhapsody in Red, White, and Blue. I have Michael Schilling. And here's a hard left for you. And then we have Michael Schilling coming up at 4:30 to talk about the Star Trek convention in Baltimore. So, yeah, it's a big umbrella, man. You know, what do you think? I got brand new music by George Barry coming up in about 10 minutes. So it's all good, man. It's all good. And it's all on WUSB Stony Brook. We got Cut Supreme lighting up the airwaves tonight at midnight. We have Sounds of Film. We have Amy Goodman with Democracy Now! At 5 o'clock. We have my buddy Chris Laporta coming on at 8 o'clock, and all the usual, the rogues gallery of WUSB luminaries. Mr. Edison, we had him on this morning. We got Ed Roller on Sunday nights. You know, we have John Tobacco and you know, Howard Margolin. We have Lister and Wizzy. You know, it's a great place to be. It's a great place to be. This is another piece. I believe the composer is, I think her first name is Natalie Tenenbaum. I will be having her on at the end of May. This is the piece, Chromatic Fantasy and Fugue in D Minor. I thought I would follow up the Rhapsody with that. Here we go.
Thank you. We're the Travis Larson Band.
Hi, this is Dale Moon.
This is Jennifer Young.
I'm Travis Larson, and you're listening to Captain Phil's Planet on WUSB.
That's our buddy George Barry, and with Can't Let Go. It's a brand new track that he is just releasing. I think that's what it was, the brand new track. Talk about being eclectic. We had the brand new Rhapsody in Red, White, and Blue today, and now new music from George Barry. You can see George Barry on April 20th out at the Pindar Vineyards in Peconic, New York, on Saturday, April 20th, from 1:30 to 5:30. And if you do see him out there, tell him Captain Phil sent you, and tell him, ask him to play this song. 631-632-6901. To make a pledge, www.wusb.fm. Show the captain some love. Donate to WUSB today. One more from George Barry, better known as Code Blue.
Deny your inhibitions. Walk on and you will find it.
my buddy George Barry, georgeberry.net. Find out all about his music, his gigs. He's on the Bandcamp machine, George Barry on Bandcamp. Look him up there. This is an earlier project of his. It was called Code Blue. I just love that track. It's just like it gets me every time. Yeah, so here's a little, we didn't dip our toes in the prog pond so much today, so I'm going to throw you into the deep end. Captain Phil's Planet. Michael Schilling from Shore Leave. The Star Trek convention is coming up in about 10 minutes or so. I'll fade this out when he calls in. Hopefully we'll get through to the end of it. I think we might. But if not, be prepared to go to the final frontier in about 10, 15 minutes with Michael Schilling and the Shore Leave Convention.
Time to open my You are my life.